This is Jack Parr with a welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk. And here is your host for Carnation, Art Ballinger.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. We're happy to say that each week, Stars Over Hollywood is brought to you by Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. And today, we present transcribed The Perfect Mate, starring Jack Parr. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
Yes, it's Carnation bringing you Stars Over Hollywood. And here's today's star, known to radio and movie fans everywhere, Jack Parr.
Hello, Art.
Say, I hear you're setting out on a big personal appearance tour, Jack.
That's right, Art. This week I'll be appearing in Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then later in New York City.
Well, I guess being in front of audiences will seem like old times to you, Jack. You did quite a bit of entertaining of troops when you were in the Army, didn't you?
Yes, for a little over 3 years we called our outfit the Fungus Vaudeville Circuit.
Well, that's what I call quite a step, from the Fungus Vaudeville Circuit to 20th Century Fox. By the way, Jack, I understand you've got a new picture coming out.
It's being released the first week in December, Art. I appear with June Haver and Frank Fay and Bill Lundigan. It's called Love Nest.
Love Nest. Now, that's what I call cooperation.
How do you mean, Art?
Well, a love nest is a happy home, right?
That's right.
Well, the point I want to make is that the happiness of a home depends a lot on the wife's cleverness at making her foods interesting to the husband. And as every clever cook knows, a great help to more flavorful cooking is Carnation evaporated milk. Undiluted, Carnation has the consistency of cream. It's heavy enough to whip. So naturally, Carnation is wonderful for most cream purposes. Yes, and you can use Carnation for practically every milk purpose, too, simply by mixing it with an equal amount of water. That gives you milk that's actually richer than your state standard for bottled milk. Here's something else that's mighty important, too. Carnation costs less than half as much as cream, and a lot less than bottled milk. So you see, it really does pay to cook with this top quality milk, Carnation. The milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of The Perfect Mate, starring Jack Parr in the role of Alan Rogers. Curtain going up. In the office of Vista Magazine in Los Angeles, an important conference is going on between the publisher, Stuart Sawyer, and his young, dynamic promotion manager, Alan Rogers.
Alan, if our circulation keeps on falling the way it has for the past 6 months, we'll really be in danger of going under.
I've been working hard, Mr. Sawyer.
What we need is something big. Something that'll really make the whole country sit up and take notice. Stand it on its ear.
Yeah, I know.
Fine. And, Alan, we really need it soon. The sooner, the better.
Any calls for me while I was out, Nancy?
Just that psychologist, Dr. Leonard Mandrew.
Him again?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell him I was out?
Yes, but the doc doesn't discourage easily. He's still hanging around outside. He said he'd wait.
Why don't you tell him it'll be too long that I went to Borneo or Sumatra or... If I don't get an idea here, I may have to.
Well, I think you ought to see the guy. Maybe the only way to get rid of him.
All right. Send him in.
Dr. Mandrew, Mr. Rogers can see you now.
How do you do, Mr. Rogers?
How do you do, Doctor? Sit down.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers, what I would like to do... is write the weekly feature for Vista Magazine with pictures. My series would be based on almost 10 years of research work I've done on the subject of love.
Love? You mean you found out something new about it?
Oh, yeah, I certainly have. And it's about time, too.
Well, what is it you've discovered?
That if I can properly demonstrate and publicize my theory, love, courtship, and the choosing of marriage partners as it's known today, it will go out of date.
Well, maybe I ought to get married in a hurry then before the system changes.
Oh, no. Seriously, Mr. Rogers, what I have devised is a complete series of personality tests.
Personality tests?
Yes. Yeah. I can estimate a person's temperament, his emotions, his adaptability, everything about him.
That's very interesting, Doctor, but how does it all tie up with what you were talking about?
Oh, well, they're very simple. You see, by giving these tests to couples who plan to get married and finding out whether their personalities blend, I can tell in advance whether or not their marriage will be a success.
Well, you've got something there. Love is the great human common denominator. Everyone is interested in that.
Mr. Rogers, most states require that couples planning to marry take a blood test to see if they are healthy. Why shouldn't people take tests to see if they are compatible?
Wait a minute. Maybe you've got something we can use. Look, tell me, if your tests show that a man and a woman had personalities that dovetail perfectly, yet they were total strangers to each other, if you introduced them, would they positively fall in love?
I never thought of it that way, but I'm sure they should.
Dr. Mandrill, you've got a deal. This is just what I've been looking for. Now, let me see those tests.
Is it, here they are.
This is what we'll do. We'll dramatize this whole idea. We'll hire a girl, a beautiful girl, you know, one that's single. We'll run a picture on the front cover with plenty more luscious ones inside. Then we'll print these tests in the magazine. You get this? Any man interested in marrying her who thinks he's her perfect mate, he can fill them out and send them in. You, doctor, will tabulate the results, and when you find the man, wherever he is, we'll bring him here at the magazine's expense and introduce them. Then we'll see what happens.
Well, I didn't plan on going exactly that far right away, but the idea is...
Think of it. Millions of people throughout the country will be watching this experiment, and every week we'll run big picture layouts in the magazine.
Fine.
Doctor, if this idea works, it'll be the most revolutionary step forward on the subject of marriage in the past 500 years.
Mr. Rogers, I'm Judith Cox. I was sent here by the Powell Model Agency.
Oh, yes, Miss Cox. Sit down.
Thank you.
You're a single girl, are you not?
Yes, that's what the agency said you wanted.
True, and you never have been married?
No.
Are you in love with anyone right now?
No, I'm not.
Would you want to get married if you found a man you loved?
Well, of course. These are sort of unusual questions to ask a girl who's applying for a modeling position.
Well, this is sort of an unusual position.
Oh? What product is it for?
Love.
Love?
Yes, we believe that love can be put on a scientific basis. True love, that is.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I mean that courtship and the choosing of marriage partners as we know it today will probably go out of date.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, Miss Cox, there may be a better way.
Well, good. I'm always in favor of improvement.
We have a psychologist on our staff who can test your personality, and by testing the personalities of thousands of men, can find the one who is most suited for you, the one who is your perfect mate.
Well, what am I supposed to do after you find him?
Fall in love with him.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to.
Why not? You just said you were interested in finding a husband.
Well, I am, but I think I'd rather find him my own way.
You're not under any obligation to marry him if you don't fall in love with him. Besides, he might be the very man you wanted.
I doubt that.
There's an awfully good salary and a bonus in this for you if you take the job.
Hmm. Remember now, I don't have to marry him if
no,
I don't want to.
No, just go out with him for a while to see if his experiment works.
All right, I'll try it.
Good morning, Nancy. Any mail today?
Yes, boys. About 15,000 letters.
15,000?
More coming in all the time. All from men who want to marry our cover girl, who think they're her perfect mate.
Good. Wonderful. Then the scheme is catching on. Have they filled out the tests we printed in the magazine?
They sure have. Say, boss, when this is over, do you think I can sift through those entries and pick out one of these men for myself?
Well, Doc, how's classifying the entries coming along now?
Oh, good, good, Alan. I have a system here for speeding up the whole process of matching personality.
What is it?
Here. I take an analyzed personality and put the entire results on one of these hole punch cards.
Then what do you do?
Well, I put Judith's card in the classifying machine, set the controls for a matching personality. Then I take all the cards of the men I have and run them through the machine like this.
Well, they've all gone through and none of them have fallen out.
Well, that's because none of them is right for Judith. Then his card shows up. It will fall through and land right next to hers.
Great, Doc. This is what we've been looking for.
Well, Ellen, it's been 6 weeks now since we started this scheme, and our circulation has certainly boomed.
Yes, everybody in the country is talking about this experiment and reading the magazine to find out what happens.
Yes, but we haven't found the man yet whose personality matches Judas. Suppose we don't. We'll be in a terrible spot.
Yeah, I was thinking of the same thing. You know, we can always fake it.
No, no, I'd never go for anything like that.
Well, okay, but we'd better find him soon.
Ellen, I've got it.
What?
The man you've been looking for, Judith's perfect mate.
Great. Who is he?
Here he is. Here is his card. It was in the new batch that was classified this morning. I ran them through the machine, and his card fell through and landed right next to Judith's.
Let me see here. Farrell Cosgrove.
He is an excellent match. His personality and Judith will blend perfectly.
You have him listed here as an engineer, and he lives in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what are we waiting for? Nancy, get him on the phone.
Okay, boss.
We'll charter a special plane to bring him here. See, I'll call Judith, the press, the photographers. We'll all go down to the airport to meet him. Boy, I wonder what he looks like.
Here's the plane with Farrell aboard, boss. It just landed.
Yeah, Nancy, that's it. Now, how do you feel, Judith?
Oh, I don't know. My heart's beating faster. Alan, is this really the man for me?
According to Dr. Mandrill's calculations, he couldn't be more perfect. Everything matches ideally.
But this whole thing is so amazing. I've gone out with dozens of men, never found the right one. Oh.
Pardon me, ma'am. Miss Judith, I presume?
Oh, are you Farrell?
Yep. Miss Judith, honey.
Look at that. Can't say very much. Just swept her off her feet into his arms and kissed her.
Boys, get plenty of those pictures of that kiss.
Yeah, I want to see. Okay, get
it. Handsome, too, isn't he?
Get it back.
Well, just the gal I've been looking for.
Well, you look fine, too.
Mr. Cosgrove, I'm Alan Rogers of Vista Magazine.
Well, I'm mighty pleased to meet you. Shucks, you sure can pick them. Well, where do we go from here?
Well, we get out of the magazine for some more pictures and an interview. After that, wherever you want. You and Judith are in our expense account.
Well, that sounds just fine. Well, Miss Judith, what are we all waiting for? Yes, go!
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, The Perfect Mate, starring Jack Parr and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here's someone who has the neat trick of bringing to life all sorts of tasty dishes for the table. She's Carnation's home service director and well-known authority on foods and cooking, Mary Blake. What's on the fire today, Mary?
A casserole brim filled with macaroni and cheese, Art. How does that sound to you?
Sounds delicious, Mary. And I'll bet you're going to tell us how to make it taste delicious.
Indeed, I am. Of course, you know the cheese sauce is the important thing in making macaroni and cheese. And I have a recipe for Carnation cheese sauce that's not only delicious, but exceptionally easy to prepare. A real time saver, too.
Well, every woman likes to save time and fuss, Mary, so what's the secret?
Well, first you pour a large can of Carnation evaporated milk and half teaspoon salt into a saucepan and bring to the simmering point.
Bring Carnation to the simmering point. Uh-huh.
Then you add 1 cup, that's 4 ounces, of cubed processed type American cheese and stir.
Add cheese and stir. Then what?
That's all. The sauce is made. All that remains is to pour it over the cooked macaroni in a buttered casserole and brown about 15 minutes in a moderate oven.
Say, that is a jiffy recipe, isn't it?
That's just the point, Art. Because it's quick and easy to prepare, you can have macaroni and cheese on short notice. And that's a blessing in feeding unexpected guests.
Well, Mary, thanks very much for that swell suggestion.
My pleasure, Art. Goodbye.
Bye, Mary. Ladies, Mary Blake suggests using Carnation evaporated milk for quick, rich, and economical cheese sauce. Try it. Why don't you? And in all recipes that call for milk, use Carnation, the milk from contented cows. We return now to the second act of The Perfect Mate, starring Jack Parr in the role of Alan Rogers.
Come in, Sheriff, and sit down.
Thank you.
You've been so busy with Farrell and Dr. Mandrill, I haven't had much chance to see you.
Well, wasn't it what I was supposed to be doing?
Yes, yes, of course.
Dr. Mandrill gave Farrell and me some more personality tests.
Oh, good. What did he say?
Same thing as before, only more of it. That we're right for each other.
Well, that's fine about all these tests, but how do you feel about Farrell?
He's very nice.
Are you fond of him?
Yes.
Very fond?
Well, yes, very fond.
Do you love him?
Well, this has all been so quick, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, naturally, you've only known Farrell a few weeks, but a terrific love between the two of you is inevitable. It's in the cards.
Well, this whole thing is so amazing.
Not at all. It's merely that Dr. Mandrill has reduced the finding of marriage partners to an exact science. You do have lots of interests in common with Farrell, don't you?
Oh, yes. Everything's been just like Dr. Mandrill said.
Farrell wants to marry you? Have you decided yet?
No, I think I still want more time.
Why? You're practically in love with Farrell, or you will be soon, and the best scientific knowledge says you'll be happy and compatible.
Well, I'm still not sure I don't resent the way this whole thing's happened. It's so different.
Well, there are styles in these things, and they keep changing all the time. The caveman used to hit his girlfriend over the head with a club and carry her off. That also went out of date.
You're positive, then, that Farrell's the man I love and be most happy with him.
That's what the doctor says.
Well, I suppose I will.
Good. Now, look, Judith, since you were made for each other anyway, you might as well get married right away. If you do, the magazine will pay for your honeymoon and throw in a big bonus. We'll furnish your home free of charge.
But...
It's all settled. I'll see the boss.
Hello, Chief.
Now.
Yes?
Good news. They're going to get married.
Fine. I'm very happy for them. Look, if they're going to do it in time for the next edition, they'll have to go to Las Vegas. In Los Angeles, you have to wait 3 days for a license.
Okay, Chief, I'll take care of it.
And Ellen, you go with them just to see that everything works out all right.
But, Chief, I'm busy. I got so many things I...
They can wait. You go with them.
How do you like that? We had to arrive in Las Vegas on the first day of Heldorado Week. Every judge and preacher is out riding in the parade.
What are you so angry about? This is my wedding, not yours.
Our wedding, Farrell.
Oh, yeah, Judith, darling, honey, our wedding.
Oh, well, you can get married the first thing in the morning. Farrell and I'll have to use the bridal suite tonight. You can have my room, Judith.
Thank you.
Oh, well, might as well enjoy what Las Vegas has to offer us tonight. And let me take a look at that there menu.
But, Farrell...
Ronnie. Little old Ronnie Stevens, what are you doing here?
Oh, the usual. Waiting out my 6 weeks.
A divorce?
Uh-huh. Oh, may I sit down?
Well, yeah. Let me introduce you. Ronnie, this is Alan Rogers and my fiancée, Judith Cox. We're getting married up here.
Oh, how nice.
Ronnie is an old friend of mine. Haven't seen him for 2 years.
Old friend? Why, he chased me all the way across the country trying to get me to marry him. Didn't you, Poochie boy?
Poochie boy?
Yes, that was my favorite nickname for him.
Oh, well, Poochie boy. That was cute.
Miss Stevens, Miss Cox and Poochie boy... I mean, Miss Cox and Mr. Cosgrove are getting married tomorrow. Remember?
Oh, yes. I meant to offer my congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
You're getting a fine man there, Miss Cox. Sometimes I wonder if I didn't make a mistake not marrying him myself.
Poochie boy. Look at the way she's been leading him around all evening and the way he's been letting her do it.
Now, that isn't so.
Well, it's supposed to be my wedding night.
Oh, one day more or less. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know.
Look, any man's entitled to have a last look around, to have a little fun the night before he gets married. It's sort of traditional.
Oh, it is it?
Yeah, look, if you want, I'll go over there and break it up.
No, leave them alone. I'm getting fed up with this whole thing anyway.
Oh, now, Judith, it's been a hard day. Your wedding's been postponed. You're just upset. How about my scouting around for a minister? Maybe I can find one. We could have the ceremony right now.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm leaving for Los Angeles right now. Goodbye.
Oh, morning, boys.
No. Good morning, Nancy.
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Today? Ever since you got back from that trip.
Any reporters called?
Yeah, I told him he wouldn't be able to see anyone today.
Good. I need a little time to think of some way of patching this whole stunt together again or somehow getting the magazine out of it gracefully.
You will.
I should, but somehow, ever since I came back from Las Vegas, I haven't been able to keep my mind on my work. I'm absent-minded. I stumble over things. I was never like that before.
No, boss, you certainly weren't.
Have you heard anything from Farrell?
Yes. Last night he gave up the chase and went back to Texas.
And how about Judith?
You know, the chief gave her a job in the art department. She's still there.
Since his promotion, this experiment in love failed, I don't think my heart's in my work anymore. I can't seem to get anything done. I'm going up and see the boss. Chief, look, this whole idea was wrong. It's going to embarrass the magazine. I was the one who sold you on the idea. Now I think the only thing to do is for me to quit.
Quit? Well, the magazine's doing better than ever. I was just going to tell you I put through a big raise for you.
Yeah, but the experiment, how are you going to explain it?
Hey, look, Alan, all but one thing was taken into consideration in selecting marital partners. Love.
Love?
Yes. Two people may have a huge amount in common, but there's that certain intangible something that makes people fall in love that may never be able to be recorded in a test.
Such as what?
Well, the way a person smiles, a sparkle in her eye. Sometimes it could even be a little thing like a dimpled knee or the way a person walks.
Yeah, I suppose.
Besides, maybe Dr. Mandrell made a mistake with that machine as far as Judith and Farrell are concerned.
No, I don't think so. He double-checked everything.
Why don't we put the cards through the machine again?
Well, here it is. Here's Judith's card.
All right, I'll set it in the machine. There.
The cards for all the men are already in place.
Good. Now we'll set the machine running.
Nothing's happening.
Now, wait a minute. There it is. That card fell through and landed right next to Judas. Just stop the machine.
Let me see. Oh, it's Farrell's card. There you are. It proves again the whole idea is wrong.
Well, maybe. Put Farrell's card back in place next to Judas.
Why?
Go on, do as I tell you.
All right.
Now run the rest of the cards through.
Okay. Nothing's happening.
Well, there's still time.
Not much. We're almost to the end of the cards.
Hey, look. There's a card.
It landed right between Judith's and Farrell.
Hey, stop the machine.
It's leaning right up against Judith's card. It's touching
Yes, it's as close to hers as possible.
I wonder who it can be. Let me see. Alan Rogers. It's my card.
That's right. You originally filled out those tests when you interviewed Dr. Mandrell. Now, yesterday, for the first time, I had him classify the results and make up a card for you.
You mean it's possible that Judith loves me?
Could be.
Well, where is she?
Where's who?
Judith, I didn't see you. How did you?
I've been in the next room all the time. I heard everything. Oh, darling, how close I came to marrying the wrong man. Anyway, who ever heard of a machine telling a girl who to marry? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't it?
Everybody knows it's the man who tells the girl he's going to marry her.
Hey, that gives me an idea.
I thought it would.
Well, this isn't much of a romantic time or place to tell you I love you, Judith, but I do love you, and, well, will you marry me?
Oh, darling, any time and any place is right when you say that. Of course I'll marry you.
Excuse me, I guess I'd better go see Nancy about, just about anything. Goodbye, you two. Well, Nancy... It worked.
Yes, Mr. Sawyer. But there's something on my mind. Do you think we did the right thing to punch those holes in Alan's card to make him the perfect mate?
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of The Perfect Mate, this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Jack Parr. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about a curtain call, Jack Parr?
Sure thing, Art.
Jack, thanks for a whirlwind performance. Every minute was exciting, believe me.
For me too, Art. It was a lot of fun.
Incidentally, how's the new baby coming along?
Oh, she's not so new anymore, Art. Randy's now 28 months. And she's up and about and into everything. A very active child.
Sounds like a carnation baby, if you ask me. You know, Carnation Evaporated Milk has a reputation for building healthy, active children, Jack. And rightly so, too, when you stop to think how abundantly supplied carnation is with important milk minerals and vitamin D. I don't have to tell you how vital those properties are to a growing baby.
Besides, carnation is wonderfully easy for babies to digest, even the tiny ones. And safe? I say, carnation is doubly safe. First, it's pasteurized, and then it's sterilized after the can is sealed. You can see why 8 out of 10 mothers who use carnation say their doctors recommended it. It's the milk every doctor knows. And Jack, before I forget, for your wonderful performance today, the mother of that fine baby Randy of yours gets this beautiful bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk.
That's very thoughtful of you, Art, and thank you very much. Now, how about telling me something about next week's show?
The star on next week's Stars Over Hollywood will be Mala Powers.
Well, I certainly won't miss hearing her, even though I'll be on tour. I'll manage to tune in and hear Mala Powers. But now, it's goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Jack Parr. Jack Parr can currently be seen in the 20th Century production of Love Nest, in which he co-stars with Bill Lundigan and June Haver. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood production was written by Fred Shevin. Supporting Mr. Parr were Mary Jane Croft, Mary Lansing, Hi Averback, and Frank Nelson. Special music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. The program was transcribed and directed by Hans Conried. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to listen next Saturday for Mala Powers. Sunday evening, listen to the Carnation Contented Hour, starring Tony Martin and Joe Stafford, over this same network. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.